Welcome to Slugnet. Here's today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is a shadow server found 8,393 GTEA servers exposed to CVE-2026-6004. Attackers exploit this code injection flaw to deploy cryptocurrency mining malware. CISA mandates federal agencies patch by August 28. Note that default open registration allows unauthenticated users to trigger the vulnerability. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. At number 2, Microsoft disclosed Terminal Fix, a quick fix campaign using fake Cloudflare SAP/TERSI to trick users into running malicious PowerShell commands. The attack chain leverages DLL sideloading and steganography to deploy a Python-based reverse tunnel implant. This grants attackers persistent, network-level proxy access to internal infrastructure. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 3. WordFence and PatchStack disclosed 5 critical flaws in popular WordPress plugins and themes, including WPMU Dev Dashboard, Avada, TranslatePress, Pods, and GiveWP. These vulnerabilities, which carry CVSS scores up to 10.0, allow unauthenticated attackers to bypass authentication, escalate privileges, or execute arbitrary code to achieve full site takeover. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 4. Attackers are chaining 2 papercut flaws to execute code without authentication. Huntress and Watchtower confirmed active exploitation, with post-exploitation activity involving Base64 encoded commands and a Java file used to fingerprint systems. Papercut released a second emergency patch. The Watchtower notes new bypasses affecting the latest version have already been identified. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Huntress reports suspected North Korean remote workers now infiltrating sales, marketing, and medical roles. These individuals use stolen identity documents and proxy services to mask their location. In one case, investigators found a PyKVM device connected to a new hire's laptop, indicating the machine was part of a remote-controlled laptop farm. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 6. Brave Browser version 1.94 introduces email aliases, generating disposable addresses to mask your primary email during service registration. The system forwards messages to your real address while storing both in an encrypted state to prevent cross-site identity matching. To use this, SOC and incident response teams should register their primary email with a free Brave account to generate and use these aliases. Number 7. The source text does not contain information regarding identity sprawl or security team blind spots. The source text does not contain information supporting the claim that identity drift expands the attack surface without triggering alerts. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 8. Google is rolling out encrypted client Hello in Android 17. This feature encrypts the destination domain name during the initial connection handshake. The protection now extends across the entire operating system, rather than just individual browsers. This change helps shield your browsing history from network snoopers. Consumers should pay attention. Number 9. The City of London Police sentenced Milan Ibrahim to over 6 years in prison for running an illegal IPTV service. The operation generated £980,812 for 3 years by distributing unauthorized broadcasts from major rights holders. Police seized and shut down 80 servers in Chorley, disrupting the service. SOC and incident response teams should note this enforcement action. Number 10. Dark Reading is promoting a full-day virtual event for cloud security teams. The session focuses on securing cloud assets and managing security risks in multi-cloud environments. It aims to provide enterprises with tools and best practices for gaining comprehensive visibility into their cloud infrastructure. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.